Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Brooke with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, more than 800 Queenslanders have signed a petition calling the government to stop using artificial grass. TMR uses artificial grass on median strips and traffic islands. However, concerns have been raised over how hot the artificial grass is, with the community pushing to replace it with native plants. Principal petitioner Gail Dalliston from the Australian Conservation Foundation's Community Brisbane Northside Group says the fake grass soaks up heat and reflects it, which is not ideal for Queensland summers. She says there is a great opportunity to use native plants to cool and make cities more livable.
A Brisbane primary school and national boccia champion are fighting for the inclusion of the Paralympic sport boccia into inter-school sport competition. 17-year-old Queensland and national boccia champion Sam Thorne has paired with McGregor State School to teach the kids boccia. According to student and teacher accounts, it has been a great success, with all the kids getting excited to compete against their classmates. However, other schools need to get involved for it to be included in the inter-school sport competition. The champion says there were no options for them to join a sport at school and that it's important for boccia to be included, particularly for inclusion purposes. The school sports teacher and sports coordinator, Mick Austin, is working on a proposal to bring the Paralympic sport to inter-school sports competitions next year.
In national news, theatre actors are set to restart their petition for better wages and conditions in January. Actors are urging theatre-goers outside of venues to email the LPA and demand better pay and conditions for the actors they are there to see. The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, MEAA, shares that 1,000 emails have been sent so far. The action comes after year-long negotiations between the MEAA representing actors and the LPA, Live Performance Australia, representing producers, broke down in recent weeks. The MEAA's Director of Equity, Michelle Ray, states their goal is an across-the-board $34 pay rise. This is a 3% increase on the $1,100 typically earned by major touring shows. Under Australia's Fair Work Act, an industry-wide strike is not permitted, so it is unlikely shows will be cancelled as seen in the US.
A Senate inquiry investigates the issue of increasing disruptions in Australian school classrooms. Today marks the final reporting day for the inquiry, which focuses on the impact on teachers, consequences for students, and reform recommendations to address the issue. Many Australian teachers submitted to the inquiry with reports of being subjected to challenging behaviour, including verbal and physical abuse from students and parents. Some recommendations in the interim report include addressing gaps in teacher education, introducing a behaviour curriculum, early intervention, and coordination of a national approach. Greens Senator Penny Ormond-Payne says the issue stems from disregard and neglect by governments and expresses concern that some recommendations from the inquiry may shift the burden of student struggles onto teachers.
In international news, a kangaroo punches a police officer in Canada after it escaped handlers. The female kangaroo was being transported from Ontario to a zoo in Quebec when it escaped handlers on late Thursday. Born in captivity, the kangaroo ran free for a weekend and was finally spotted by police in Oshawa, Ontario, early Monday morning. Police contacted handlers and an officer captured the animal as instructed by grabbing its tail before the kangaroo landed a punch on the officer's face. The kangaroo is now safe and sound in Oshawa Zoo, getting rest before it continues its journey to Quebec Zoo.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloud clearing. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.